Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I am Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Rob Thummel with this week's Tortoise Quick Take Podcast, highlighting the top energy events of last week. While it's March Madness in the sports world, it's March Happiness if you're an investor in the energy sector, as the sector has returned 9% in the month of March through the end of last week. In fact, the energy sector is the best performing sector within the S&P 500 so far this month. Year to date, the energy sector is up 2%, with Spectra Energy Corporation grabbing the top spot as the best performing security in the energy sector year to date, up 29%. Last week, the energy sector gave back some of its returns, falling by 2.4%. The sector was influenced by a sharp drop in oil prices, which fell by 4% last week. Oil prices were negatively impacted by a larger-than-expected increase in U.S. oil inventories. Last week provided some answers to questions that investors wrestle with when analyzing the energy sector, including, first, will oil demand from China moderate in 2016? Last week, Reuters reported that China's oil imports rose by 20% to the highest ever level on a daily basis in February. So far, it appears that oil demand in China remains strong. Will U.S. supply actually fall? U.S. oil production has fallen 8 of the last 9 weeks. U.S. oil production is approximately 200,000 barrels per day lower than production levels in January. Last week, the EIA released an interesting study which highlighted that half of the 9 million barrels per day of U.S. crude oil production is produced from wells drilled in the last 2 years. This represents almost 4.5 million barrels a day of oil production. Essentially, all of this production is from shale plays, which tend to decline rapidly. Generally speaking, production from shale wells declines by 60 to 70% in the first year of production and falls by another 25 to 35% in the second year of production. This study by the EIA, coupled with another weekly decline in the U.S. rig count, further supports continued declines in U.S. oil production. We feel that lower U.S. production is one critical factor in balancing the global oil markets. Of course, any new information leading up to the OPEC freeze meeting in Doha on April 17th could significantly influence crude oil prices between now and then. While investors in the energy sector are focusing on oil prices, few are talking about natural gas. This time of year is known as the end of the natural gas withdrawal season. This means that winter is over, so natural gas inventories typically stop declining as natural gas is no longer being withdrawn from inventories to heat our homes. As we exit the withdrawal season, natural gas inventories are currently higher than they normally have been in the past 5 years, leaving prices at lows not seen this millennium. Blame that on El Nino or Punxsutawney Phil. Nevertheless, demand for natural gas is expected to be higher than normal throughout the summer. When natural gas prices are this low, electric utilities are financially incented to burn natural gas rather than coal to generate electricity. After experiencing a similar winter in 2011-2012, coal-to-gas switching resulted in an average of about 6 billion cubic feet per day of extra natural gas consumption during the first half of 2012 versus the first half of 2011. This represented approximately 8% of the total U.S. gas market during the first half of 2012. After experiencing positive returns in 4 of the last 5 weeks, the stock prices of MLPs fell last week. The Tortoise MLP index declined by 5%. The current yield on the Tortoise MLP index is 9.7%, which is almost 8% higher than the 10-year Treasury. The MLP sector continues to maintain a higher than normal correlation with oil prices. Year to date, J.P. Morgan estimates the correlation to be about 0.7 compared to a 0.5 historical average. Two events occurred in the midstream sector last week. First, two companies accessed the capital markets by issuing equity. Shell Midstream Partners raised approximately $350 million in an overnight equity offering, while Antero Midstream Partners sold units owned by its parent, Antero Resources, to the public. Second, the latest episode in the Energy Transfer and Williams drama was released, with an updated proxy statement being released, which sets the closing date no earlier than May 31st. In addition, the updated numbers in the proxy reduce the amount of capital expenditures as well as the amount of synergies due to the lower commodity price environment. In downstream news, INEOS announced that the world's largest multi-gas carrier arrived in Norway carrying ethane from U.S. shale gas. This is the first time that ethane from U.S. shale gas has ever been shipped to Europe. INEOS is a global petrochemical company that is using U.S.-produced ethane to displace gas that was previously sourced from the North Sea. 2016 has already been a significant year for the U.S. energy sector. In January, the first export of U.S.-produced crude oil was shipped outside of North America. In February, the first shipment of liquefied natural gas, or LNG, left Louisiana, headed for Brazil. And now in March, the first shipment of U.S.-produced ethane shipped to Europe. The U.S. is just getting started as a low-cost provider of energy to the rest of the world. Those are the highlights from last week. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.